And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Now get ready for this one. Walter Burian, commodity trading advisor for 15 years. Walter is not afraid of large figures and is very familiar with what is called liquid investment funds. Now, we're going to talk with him about whether you own your government or your government owns you. Here's Walter on Coast to Coast. Walter, how are you?
Good evening, George.
Good to have you with us. Tell me about this. Who owns the government, or does our government own us? Is there even a question about that, Walter?
Well, when you look at the money involved and the control involved, it's gradually shifted over into a corporate, for-profit government in a veiled sense. You know, the public from 100 years ago, they were electing government. They were, it was more representative of the people. Today, it's more of a corporate mogopoly controlling the public and utilizing the public as a resource management tool for profit. The key point is the golden rule. He who controls the gold makes the rules.
Yep.
And when you look at collective government, both local and federal, they've taken over the banking industry, the brokerage industry, if you look at collective government ownership of the stock market, if you break down individually different corporations, you'll find they're 60, 65, 70, 85% owned by collective government. Now, the public would never have even thought to look at that aspect. There's been a total blackout on the mentioning or discussion of collective totals or government ownership in collective totals for the last 65 years due to the, you know, condemning factor that when it's looked at and verified, it shows it's a totally different world than what we were told to believe.
And can you find it easily, or is it hidden, Walter?
It is there. Their whole game was never not making it not available. The whole game was never mention it, never talk about it, never discuss it. It's the old expression, if the largest tree in the forest fell, no one saw or heard it fall, did it actually make a sound?
That's right.
And you've had people networking, large corporations networking, governments networking between themselves, constantly promoting, you know, deficits and budget shortfalls, as they've created a two-tier accounting structure where they'll show the tax revenue on the budget report, which they call the general purpose operating funds, as they've separated through what is called the comprehensive annual financial report, all of the investment funds, enterprise operations, venture projects, which are generating phenomenal money. So when the public, who's complaining about government growth and government overspending or collecting too much taxes, they are given a selectively created budget report which shows where the tax income is spent. Well, the one problem with this picture is that when government separated off into the annual financial reporting accounting structure, they shifted the investment and enterprise income only to reporting in the comprehensive annual financial report. The tax revenue was just shown on the budget report, so as the years went by, this started in 1946, by the way, and come the year 2000, if you look at any large entity, only one-third of the gross income is tax income. Two-thirds of the gross income is return on investment funds and enterprise income.
Now, when Dwight Eisenhower was leaving the presidency, he warned us of the military-industrial complex. Is that part of what we're talking about right now?
Well, I've been studying this now for about 15 years, and what developed was in the, you know, after World War II, what you would call the boys, the large families, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so forth, they knew government was where the money was. And what they did was they went to restructure government from a pay-as-you-go structure into an administrative clearinghouse for revenue collection, and they separated off the, you know, the public was always familiar with the tax aspect of government. So by separating into an annual financial reporting accounting structure and a selectively created budget report showing where tax revenue was spent and allocated, they were able to build their investment empires and start venture and enterprise projects, which were profit centers, which the public now was not looking at the income coming in due to the factor was not disclosed on the budget report. And they figured if they did this, they would have, and if they were controlling it and consulting and advising within it, they'd be able to get any project back, corporation back, anywhere around the world utilizing those funds. Well, that worked in the 40s, 50s, 60s, but by the 70s, government, in its management capacity, was building up so much wealth, so much investment capital, they started becoming the power structure over the large corporations and the individual families.
Sounds like that's what the Chinese are doing, Walter, except we all know that.
Well, we've laid out the blueprint.
Yeah.
I looked about 8 years ago. I came across an association that monitored all of the structures of different governments around the world as far as their tax income and the way they're structured. And as I started looking, I said, sheesh, 60% of the countries around the world were modeled after exactly what the U.S. was doing. So, you know, it became very evident that it was a corporate blueprint for takeover. And what they're doing is consolidating world ownership and one standard for productivity management of the population, you know, under this one corporate global empire. And all of the non-players, the independents, are being targeted and systematically eliminated one by one.
Almost muscled?
They have the money, the investment wealth, and the capital to target any country, any organization, any company. If they're cooperating, they flourish. If they're not, they're put under.
Now, is this a club of people? Now, we know about the Illuminati and these families you just mentioned. Their influence is worldwide.
Correct.
So there really aren't countries anymore. They, you know, we have the appearance, Walter, I think, of countries, but it's really not. There are no boundaries anymore, are there?
It's a corporate machine. It's gradually expanding its tentacles to be one solid conglomerate, and the population is becoming just simply a item for productivity management.
We're the drones for them, aren't we?
Well, it's the public has been masterfully entertained for the last several decades as the boys took it all over by investment. And, government is the actual true owner now of the banks, brokerage houses, insurance companies, and the large corporations by investment. The public was intentionally, there was a vacuum created, an intentional void created in the public's comprehension to make sure they didn't look, it was never discussed. And thus the public sat there being masterfully entertained as little bit by little bit, another piece was taken over, another piece was taken over until government took over the entire ball of wax.
Well, when we hear the phrase of a one-world government, I assume we can say that's going to be absolutely true.
Yes, and it is us that is doing it primarily.
And we don't even know it.
You just have to look at the basics. I'll be discussing on the show tonight are the basics, the intentional void that was created regarding the basics for people to look at and start finding out for themselves, because it's the most important information they could learn in their lifetime. Because everything we were told when we were little kids in grade school about the way the U.S. was, we were told Russia, it was a bad thing because the government owned and controlled everything. But here in the United States, free country, the people own and control everything, control government, and that's a good thing. Well, when you actually look at the underlying reality of what's transpiring, that's flipped on its back. And in fact, government took over more control here in this country than Russia could have dreamed about back in the 40s. One very important point is at the end of 2008, they sucked about $35 trillion out of the world economy. And that went into specific accounts. That was someone's profit. Everyone else's loss was transferred into a profit for other accounts. They did it through the derivatives market, and I'll start to qualify that. The other point that I'm going to qualify are the collective totals, how to verify, how to look, and establish the takeover by government, how they've done it, and the way it was pulled off and where they stand now. The third point, and the point of how it is possible at this point in time to phase out all taxation in this country, and not just this country, around the world. Right now, the world economy is based on cash, taxation, and investments.
Right.
The taxation is the only evil word in the equation. There's nothing evil about cash. There's nothing evil about investments in principle. Taxation is pure extortion, and it's been justified through many different tactics. Now, I'll ask you one question first, George.
Okay, well.
Do you know the easiest way for me to steal $100,000 from you?
Tax me for it.
No.
No.
That's one way, but it's not the easiest.
Okay. What would it be?
The easiest way is if you didn't know you had it in the first place.
All right, explain that.
The when government builds up wealth, investment wealth, enterprise income, and they're constantly promoting tax income, which currently is only one-third of the gross income, the public doesn't even know the other two-thirds exists due to that intentional void and vacuum that was created.
Well, that's true. We think it's gone, right?
Right.
Or it's not even around.
And government has done such a grand job at taking it all over by investment, with a little bit of administrative restructuring, you could set it up to phase out all taxation, not lower taxation, eliminate all taxation.
All gone. Until the end of time.
Gone. And have a thriving economy and virtually zero unemployment rate.
Well, you'd get a lot of people supporting that, Walter.
They have to comprehend it first. And the good point is...
And this is without a use tax or anything like that.
Correct.
Right?
And the structure is in place today to do it. Yeah, you know, I strongly recommend that your listeners on the next break, they call their friends, their associates, their business partners, have them tune in. I'm going to cover a lot of detail. I'll be very specific. You know, most people get lost in the forest, from the trees, the branches, and the leaves. What I'll be discussing, period, is the forest, qualifying what the true forest is, you know, the whole beach. And, you know, from that perspective, it'll become evidently clear that taxation is not needed. Taxation can be phased out. We can downsize and limit government back to where it should have been. You know, if you go from 1965 forward, government has been expanding at such an exponential rate, exceeding the population's income and the population's growth by a factor of 4 to 1. And it's not right.
But we've let that happen.
Well, due to the money involved, we're constantly barraged by 10,000 sound bites, confusing us at every direction until we're throwing our hands up screaming, "No more, no more. I want to go out and enjoy my coffee, take a trip down to the beach." The overload, sensory overload, everyone is exposed to is massive. And it's constantly manipulated to make sure that the public stays off in la-la land, not focusing on what they should be focusing on to take back control of the situation.
Do you know what would happen to the economy if people weren't taxed, if they could use that money any way they wanted to buy things, save their money? It would be just a huge boost to the economy.
Right, but then government says, well, how can we fund our schools and our police and our fire departments? Oh, we'd have to shut it all down, sell our buildings. And that is such a line of garbage. It's not funny. I'll give you one example.
All right.
You know what a pension fund is, correct?
Sure do.
Okay. A pension fund is designed from the investment return of the fund to pay someone their salary and benefits at retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very simple. Well, the exact same principle can be structured on the city level, county level, school district level, where you create what I call a TRF fund, tax retirement fund, set up exactly like a pension fund, except it's designed to meet the ongoing budgetary obligations into perpetuity, and you can phase out all taxation. And it can be done through a full audit of the local government, a statistical review, an actuary who writes a pension fund. You know, they make the determination of how much money do we have here, how much money are we going to need,
right,
to get the fund balanced equal a certain objective. Well, the objective here is to meet the budgetary obligations.
How's it funded?
Well, pension funds are funded with 1.5% coming in from local governments and 1.5% coming in from employees. And you're now on the multi-trillions in collective totals for local and federal government pension funds. Just from 1.5%. If you're doing a TRF fund, you can come in. Identifying surplus revenues is one area, which gives you a phenomenal boost right off the bang on the funding. You allocate X percentage of the gross income coming in into the fund's balance. And, you know, you also do a little bit of downsizing. As I mentioned, the growth in government has been so excessive over the last three decades. It's